people who like to talk. My wife likes to talk, and as she talks to me, I forget things until I can't remember a thing at all. And that's why if you were in the morning talk and you noticed that there was no sign-in sheet, that's because it was next to, that was in my bedroom with my wife. I had totally forgotten it. But I might have remembered it if she didn't wake up in time to talk to me. Okay. Here's the other thing. You already know that something is different between you and the other gender. You're just unsure how to use the information. So the way to really know how to use the information is to ask questions. Okay? So if I'm talking and you got a question, ask it. And if I don't see you, wave your hand, stand up, say, hey, doc, something. We unfortunately only have one mic. I'd like to have a running mic so that you can have the mic and I can have the mic, but we got one. So I guess I'm supposed to repeat your question. And then I'd also like you to think about using your children's passion in their schooling whenever you can. Why? Well, homeschoolers are the only ones who can use their child's passion. In a classroom with 20 kids, 20 different passions, nothing could be taught with one curriculum if you had to use the child's passion. But in a classroom with two or three kids, all of whom you love dearly, you could do this. Even if you only do one thing, like one project for each one's passion. And then last, my purpose really is to increase your joy and decrease your frustration. So please feel free to interrupt. Okay. I got an email from Lisa. And Lisa basically said, I'm trying to teach my daughter, but she won't listen. And she hates workbooks. When I told her about this idea of playing games to learn to read, she got a gleam in her eye. But I am not going to let her jump up and down on a trampoline while she learns to read. Well, yeah, that's where Lisa was at. Then Jackie wrote to me, and Jackie said, I'd been to your talk, Doc, and I thought, let's see if the doctor is right. So my son came in, and he stood on his chair and started playing with the clock face. Normally, I would have said, sit down, look at me, and stop moving. Now, what kind of learner do you think the mom was? Your choices are visual, auditory, or kinesthetic? Visual, auditory? Okay, well, here's the clue. Look at me and listen. She's visual. Visual people think that to listen, you have to look with your eyes. It's not anatomically correct, but it's the way they think. Did I mention that your learning style filters the way you think? So the mom is visual. The kid, we all know the kid is? Kinesthetic, right. So here the kid is playing with the clock face, and the mom goes through the entire lesson, biting her lip and asking questions, and the kid answers every question right. And the mom was stunned. Instead of a three-hour marathon, it was 5 to 10 minutes. The child got every question right, and the mom was like, wow, I think we're going to do a lot more kinesthetic in our learning process. So that's the two tales of two moms. And what you're really seeing is Lisa, who's at the beginning of the process thinking, I'll be danged if I'm going to let my kid bounce up and down on a trampoline while she's learning to read. And Jackie, who is, I am not fighting with my child anymore. This is great. And he's learning. Lisa will eventually become like Jackie because kinesthetics are stubborn. They're going to learn the way they're going to learn, and you're not going to do much about that. My wife calls us oppositionally defiant. So I thought I'd give you a chance to experience the kinesthetic learning styles. Everybody ready to, where is the oh, it's over there. Okay, everybody want to have some fun? Okay, good. Well, why don't you get out of the chairs and push the chairs over to the side and sit on the floor. I'll teach you a physics lesson. Now's a good time to do it. We don't have a lot of time to waste. Oh, the chairs don't move? Oh. Okay, well, yeah, sit over here. Gosh, there doesn't seem to be that much. The chairs have to move. I know it's a pain in the neck to unlink the chairs, but they do unlink, and you really have much more fun sitting here than watching on the sidelines. But it's absolutely your choice. If you don't want to play, you certainly don't have to. What? You can sit anywhere you want, but you need room. Okay? And you need a partner. Okay, so if you've got your partner, sit back to back with them. Okay, good. Great. This lady needs a partner. Anybody volunteer for this? There we go. Hi, are we creating too much chaos for you? Okay, good. All right, now, I want you to look around and realize the first thing you need to know about a kinesthetic learner is we make a mess wherever we go. Just take a look. You can know you have a kinesthetic if he wakes up before you do, and you can follow the trail of misplaced stuff to find where he is at the end of the trail. Okay, so next thing, link arms. All right, good. Now stand up.